A visit to Sweden. We left Copenhagen this morning, wrote Ellen in her diary for Thursday, October 15, on the steamer for Malmö, Sweden. A night's trip by train took them to Stockholm, where they were met by a brother Norlin, who took the worker group to his home. Mrs. White wrote of him as one who, in humble circumstances, was earnestly seeking to spread the knowledge of the truth, laboring as a colporteur. Shouldering his pack, stocked with our books and papers, he goes on foot from place to place, often traveling many miles a day. His profits have been very small. On one of the large bound books, imported from America, he received but 5 cents a copy, on some other books only 3 cents. On those works published at our office in Christiania he received 1/3 discount. Brother Norlin's wife is an industrious worker, doing house cleaning, washing, or any other kind of hard work by which she can help in gaining a livelihood. They live in a very economical manner, occupying one good-sized room on a fourth floor, with the use of a small kitchen with another family. After pointing out that this is a sample of how the work had to be done in Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, she declared, "Those who are thus traveling on foot and carrying the books and papers in their leathern sacks are apparently engaged in a humble work, but they should not feel that it is in any sense degrading. It was in a humble manner that Christ labored when he was on the earth. He went on foot from place to place teaching as he walked. Those who are spreading a knowledge of the truth are scattering precious light that some souls will accept. In the kingdom of God the fruit of their labors will be seen." While in Stockholm she and Sarah were entertained in the home of a sister Johannesson, who had lived in America and could speak English quite well. It was a comfortable home, heated by tall earthen stoves that reached nearly to the ceiling. Ellen much enjoyed and appreciated the comfort provided. The worker group was in Stockholm from Friday to Wednesday morning, October 21, with meetings Friday evening, Sabbath morning, and then Sunday and Monday evenings. Of the Sabbath morning meeting held in a small public hall, Ellen noted in her diary, "We call this a good day. The Lord strengthened me to speak to his people with clearness and power." The visit to Sweden included a few days at Grythet, 150 miles, 240 kilometers, northwest of Stockholm, and then Örebro, meeting with companies of believers at each place. In imagination she relived the days of the Reformation, and then the preaching of the Advent message in Sweden in 1842 and 1843, when the mouths of those who would herald the message were closed by authorities. In these circumstances the power of God came upon several children, and they heralded the message and called upon the people to get ready.